Good evening.
Good evening, Malcolm.
Good evening, Malcolm. Glad you identified yourself. I'm going to start with Diana Bacoa, and I'm assuming that somebody else will come online.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bacoa. Anna Bacoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati Sera, Aleph Bet Gimel Yitak Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Tivavat, Shamlein, Nun Gimodalad Yutkashin, Farhen Taharen, Lakame Sitata, Tamid Gamlein, Ketet Resh, Sadi Taf Gimel, Tasin Kadosh, Siro Tufa, Nael Adata, Ketufet, Ketunayan, Yahid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kedushata, Yud Gimelamet, Pezayam Kuf, Shabbatenu Kabel, Ushma Tuyakatenu, Yodea, Talumo, Shinkufav, Sadiyata. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alapim, Notze Arwon Wafesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. We will now make a connection to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29, and I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tebid Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Leata Lashem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nan Dekudsha Berichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishok Biovada Dikshot Kulela Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Udach Yaleya Mineya Ulam Haga Beyatalana Tehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzterich Bialma. The energy of this year, the year 5779, is to become more wise. are two verses, well, there are no verses that connect to this energy through their gematria. But there are three verses that connect to this energy, because concealed in the verse is the name of the year. And the letters of the name are separated by two letters each. The first of these three verses is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imadele lo tishmeuli ve'yasafti le'yasra etchem sheva al hatotechem. The second verse that we study comes from Isaiah. And that is chapter 36, verse 6. In this verse, the name of the year is spelled in reverse order. The verse is, Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzut hazeh al mitraim asher yisameh isha lavuvav bekapo unkavaten paro melech mitraim lekol habotim alav. The third verse comes from the prophet Micah. It's chapter 6, verse 13. V'gam ani hecheleti hakotecha hashmeim al hatotecha. There is a fourth verse that connects to this energy. There's actually 13 of them. They start with the letter He and they end with the letter Tet. These verses, we are studying one verse for each month because this year is a leap year having 13 months. So the verse that connects to the letter, to the month of Cheshvan, is First Kings, or Malachi Malach, chapter 16, verse 3. Hineni mevair acharei b'ishe acharei b'yato b'natati Et beticha kabait yirvayim ben nabat. There's another verse that connects to this energy. It starts with the letter Taf and ends with the letter Tet. There's only one verse in the Tanakh with this energy. This one verse is from Job, chapter 41, verse 22. Hachativ Hadodi Cheresh Yirpad Harots Alpit. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon Vayichal Vayavo Hamelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo Na Tamar Achoti Utlabev Le'ene Shete Levivot V'yere Mi'ada. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. These letters are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiacha Wawoni Lohisiti Amarti Ode Ale Peshai Ladonai Ohe Wahe Weata Masata Awon Chatati Sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goat and also of the wake up. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we have tzatzki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. These letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 has two verses that connect to its energy of being a pause that refreshes, a time to take a deep breath and let go of all the tension. The first verse we study is from 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat. Willow Yahlu Lehavshit Et Kol Haolot Vayahaskum Achechem Halavim Ad Kelot Hamlacha Adit Kachu Hakohanim Ki Halivim Yishre Leval Leit Kadesh Me Hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei Lala Hei Wawa Wa Yola Yo Wala Me Hei 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 Acha Ah Rekacha. The second verse is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Yohei Wahei Ade Ad Kibia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzurolamim. The year 5775, as the energy is swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, it's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru. Mikol hamachavo yiyam Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachon V'halakti yitchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'hipasti Oto b'kol alfei yehuda. The third verse also comes from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzah yoved ro'al yomru ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. That verse is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Usamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'aktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shi la la he aka aka he da he zayo ala da. La awa he he a yoza la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo awa me lakabe washire yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yoza he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala are yo ashi la me yo he. Wahe wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he he wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re Wame be yo he he anu wame he yo. Tame be me nuko ayo ahe be wa. Re ahe yo be me he yo yo me wame. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa me me la yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la. Yo yo he sa ala are yo a ala meta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he ala wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko ala a ke he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 10th day of Cheshvan. Gad ben Yaakov Avinu, the progenitor of the tribe of Gad, one of the 12 sons or 13 sons of Jacob. Rabbi Yechiel Michel of Krakow. Rabbi Lieb, Arye Lieb of Stanislav. Rabbi Meir, Rav of Lelov and Ostrohov. Rabbi Avraham Oppenheim. Rabbi Yosef Meir, the Rav of Golina. Rabbi Yitzhak Shich of Karlin. Rabbi Meir Shapit of Kovrin. Rabbi Dov Beresh Weidenfeld, known as the Techdiner Rav. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. We will now say the Shema Yisrael in case people have not yet said their connection to this. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Our class tonight is from the Zohar on the Parasha of Lech Lecha, which we will be reading this coming Shabbat. We are going to be reading Lech Lecha 10, section 10. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to the Parasha of Lech Lecha and click on that link. It'll open up to a landing page, and then please scroll down to section 10, and we will begin at Pasuk 58. And I will start with the L'shem Yehud, because we've said the Baruch Shem. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkin Kebib Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Himu V'yakta L'shem Yudhe Bovavhe D'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah L'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ahino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Konanei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Konaneihu Vayikach Avram et Sarai ishto, mahu vayikach ela amshich la b'mile ma'al yata. Beginder leit leya rishu lebarnash leafaka iteya lemehach yara achara. Bila ruta dila vekein hu omer kach ed acharon kach ed halevim ugin kach yikach avram mashich la b'milin v'yoda la archechon Beinun b'nei dara kama bishin Ugin kach v'ikach Avram et Sarai ishto. The translation. And Abraham took Sarai, his wife. In this verse, the word took means that Abraham persuaded her to come with a soft words. Because a man cannot take his wife to another country without her agreement. Similarly, it is written, take Aaron, and also take the Levites. And this is why, and Avram took means that he persuaded her with words, telling her how evil were the ways of their generation. Therefore it is written, and Avram took Sarai, his wife. My commentary. How different would the world look if this pasuk would be clear to the men of the world? One must ask one's wife softly and gently in order to change locations, since she is primarily responsible for the house, and for her to leave it there must be in agreement. This is a spiritual law, as I understand it. Pasuk 59. Ve'ed lot ben ayativ machama Avraham Padalkaimea lot ela begin de tapa, Beruachakodesh, Dazamin lumepak, Minea David, Pietanefesh, Asherasu Becharam, Elaine Gerim. Vegiyorot ve'atkinu nafshaihu Avraham magayer guvrin v'sara begayaret nashin l'male alehon keilu avadu lehon. The translation of the verse, and Lot, his brother's son, he asks, what did Abraham see that made him take Lot with him? And he replies, he foresaw through the Holy Spirit that David shall issue from him in the future. The words and the souls that they had made in Haran referred to the male and female converts whose souls they amended. Abraham converted the men, while Sarah converted the women. For this reason, the verse is written as if they had made them. My commentary. Extend this verse to how one influences people today. Does Judaism proselytize? Pasuk 60. Amar Rabbi Abba Ihake Kama Bane Nasha Hawo Itema Dekalho Azalu Ime Amar Rabbi Elazar Ein Ugin Kach Kolho B'nei Nasha Dehawo Azlin Imeya Kolho Igrun Am Eloke Abraham Wahawa Ma'avar Be'ara Wahawa Dachil Dikti Vayavor Avram Baalets. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, if so, then there were a lot of people referring to the converts. How can we say that they all left with him? Rabbi Elazar responded, indeed so. And because of this, all the people who went with him were called the people of the Elohim of Abraham. And he traveled through the country with no fear, as it is written, and Avram passed through the land. My commentary. Since he had a great horde of people, horde is my word, he was safe as he traveled through the various countries and over land. Pasuk 61. Amar lo Rabbi Abai Hawaketi Vahanefesh Asher Asu Bacharan Hawa Amina Hake Ela Et Hanefesh Ketiv Et Leaska'a Zekuta Dekalho Nafshan Dahawo Azle Imeya dekolman damzake leachara Hahuzekuta talya beya Vela aade mineya Minalan diktiv Ve'et hanefesh Asher asu becharan Zekuta deinun Nafshan hawa azelimeya the Abraham. The translation. Rabbi Abba said to him, if it had been written in the souls that they had made in Haran, then he would have agreed that because of their great numbers, Abraham had no fear when passing through the land. But he said, it is written, and the et souls, in which the particle et serves as an addition to the merits of those souls that went along with him. It is for this reason that Abraham was able to pass through the land with no fear, because he who leads his friend to meritorious conduct benefits always from that conduct, and the benefit never leaves him. How do we know this? Because it is written, and the souls that they had made in Haran, the merit of these souls accompanied Abraham. My commentary. The true word is the word et, which the Zohar tells us that et is always the Shekhinah, and it was due to the et, to the Shekhinah, traveling with Abraham and all the people that they did not fear. Verse 62. Lech lecha amar Rabbi Shimon, mai tama tegiluya, kad ma'a de'itgale kudsha barichu aleya. De Abraham patach belech lecha, teha ad haka la melel, malel imeya kudsha barichu, memtet patach lech lecha, ela haka amaru, teramaz behush beneya. Mea deha le mea shanin, it yalid leya bar. The translation of the words get you out. Rabbi Shimon asked, when the Holy One, blessed be He, first revealed Himself to Abraham, why did He start with get you out? Until that time, the Holy One, blessed be He, had not spoken with Abraham. Therefore, why did He start with go for yourself? Because the Hebrew words for go for yourself, which are lech lecha, have a numerical value of 100. By using these words, the Holy One, blessed be He, gave Abraham a hint that he would have a son in his 100th year. My commentary is that the verse is clear as it is written. Pasuk 63. Aval tachatze kol madi avit kudsha barichu erarakol araza dechach meta ihu. Begin the Abraham, Lahawa Davik, Beya Bekucha, Rifu Keden, Kid Kahaze, Amar Lea Lech Lecha, Vedaremez, Lahahu Atar, Tirayeli Kirava, Bechadea. The good shabri who play who darga kadma ale ala the good shabri who begin kach lech lecha. The translation. But come and see all that the Holy One, blessed be He, performs on earth is done according to wisdom. Because Abraham was not yet attached to the Holy One, blessed be He, properly, he said to him, go for yourself. This is a hint for that place and position that Abraham was expected to reach, and that would bring him closer to the Holy One, blessed be He. This is why it is written, go for yourself. And that is the first grade that Abraham was to attain in coming to the Holy One, blessed be He. My commentary. There is a spiritual law hinted at in this pasuk. Do you know what it is? All spiritual work starts with doing it for a selfish reason. Pasuk 64. Don't make the mistake of thinking that you can stay in that selfish level. Pasuk 64. Vahai darga la yakil Abraham leitachada beyad deyeol liara letaman. Bekabelea, Behahu Darga, Gavna ke gavna dakiti vayhi shal David ke Hashem lemor ha yaela beachat meare Yehuda veyomer Hashem ale veyomar ana elen veyomer Harona, Wekike Wan Demit Shaul, Umalkuta Itkaze, Ledavida Maila, Tabel Malkuta, Miyad Alko Yisrael. The translation. But Abraham could not reach that grade and hold on to it until he re-entered the land of Israel, because that is where this level is achieved. It was similar with David, about whom it is written, David inquired of Hashem, saying, shall I go up to any of the cities of Yehuda? And Hashem said to him, go up. And David said, where shall I go up? And Hashem said, to Hebron. Since Saul had died and David was fit to receive the kingship, why then did he not receive the kingship over Israel immediately? Why did he have to exercise his rulership for 7 years in Hebron? My commentary. David needed to grow his vessel of the desire to receive by being king in Hebron. The level King David needed to reach is going for himself. Pasuk 65. Ela kola razad akmetayu begin de David leit leyad lekabela malchutayela Ade itchabar Ba'avahan Deinun Bechevron Ukdein Beho Yekabel Malchuta V'alda Itakal Taman Sheva Shenin Begin Dekabel Malchuta Ki kaya ot vekola beraza dehakbeta ugin de ditaken malchuteya kega kegavnada Abraham la al bekiuma keku chabrihu adial leara. The translation. Everything, however, occurs by the secret of wisdom. David was not ready to receive the kingship until he had connected himself to the patriarchs that were buried in Hebron, through whom he was to receive the kingship. Therefore, he remained in Hebron for 7 years until he was fit to receive the kingship properly. Thus, everything occurred by the secret of wisdom, so that his kingship would be properly established. The same applies to Abraham. He did not achieve complete fulfillment with the Holy One, blessed be he, until he entered the land of Israel. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 66. Hamei makiti vayavor Avram baretz vayavor vayelech mibay Leyaela hakahu remez Shema dekadisha deitchabetim Beyalma beayin betatvan Kalifan Takaho Bishma Dakati Hakavayavor Ukti Hatam Vayavor Hashem Alpana Vaikra. The translation. See, it is written, and Avram passed through the land. He asks, why does the verse read, pass through? The Hebrew word is vayavor, instead of went. This is an allusion to the holy name by which the world is sealed that contains 72 engraved letters, all of which are within that name, vayavor. Vav Yud Ayin Bet Resh consists of two parts, Resh Yud Vav, numerically 216, and Ayin Bet, numerically 72. That refers to the 216 letters that compose the 72 names. Thus it is written in one place and passed through, while it is written in another, and Hashem passed by, the Hebrew word is vayavor, before him and proclaimed. Just as there it is speaking of the holy name of Ayin Bet, so too vayavor here is a reference to the holy name of Ayin Bet. My comment is that it's the pasuk is clear as written. For those who aren't familiar, where it says, and Hashem passed by before him and proclaimed, this is referring to where Hashem hid Moshe in the rock, in the cleft, so that he could see his back, but he would never see his front. But of course, later on, he did disclose his front to him. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? I'll give you a little bit of time to unmute. Are there any questions? I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. The parasha is about Lech Lecha, going for yourself as your first step of spiritual growth requires it to be for a selfish reason, but it does not need to stay selfish. We can transform it into a desire to receive in order to share. Our next class will be tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, where we will be discussing Psalm number 40. I bid you all shalom, shalom gadol, Shabbat shalom. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Shabbat shalom.
Shalom to all. Shabbat shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.